Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for a yellow delisha Chanina ben Yedid Navshi Aaron Avram. And we are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Ein Hayah. We are now on page 295. Os Shin Mem Beis. The Gemara says, "Davar Acha or Darshin the Pasuk Haskes is Shema Yisrael Kit Du Atzmecha Mal Divrei Torah." So when it says Haskes is Shema Yisrael, Gemara Darshin's Kitetu. So the Kaf Taf is Kitetu. That's break yourselves, and the Atzmechem is like Has. So Has Kas. So the Kas is Kitetu. Break yourself. Atzmechem the Has Kes. And Divrei Torah, as the Reish Lakish said, how do we know that Divrei Torah is only miskayim b'mishamei misatzmol, as somebody who kills himself for it? Shenamar zosa taradam ki yamus ba'oel. This is the Torah when a man kills himself in the tent, when one dies literally in the tent. And Rashi says that we have zosa Torah. You know where you're going to find the Torah when a person's dying in the tent, when he's really willing to dedicate himself and his life to learning Torah. Ad kan mi divrei ha-gemara, and obviously this gemara requires an explanation. What do you mean? To die? We're a religion of life, as much as we can. So what's the sinyan of being meimis atzmo be'ahala shel Torah? Omer maran ha-rav dvarim mamash nisgavim kidarko ba-kodesh. Kishem shebekibutz ha-netzrach li-yishuvo shel olam, ha-tachlit shel ha-hanaga ha-kibutzit, hi sheyichyu b'nei adam yoshvei ha-aretz, Chayim memutzaim misudarim. Just like in the gathering that's required for the settlement of the world, the purpose of this societal, this communal living, is that people should live in a orderly way. Omnam kedei she'haklal yagiya lechayim emtzayim, tzrichim anashim yechidim omdim al mishmeret avodat haklal lehitnadev be'avoda rabba yotzet chutz legvul haemtzayi. We, as Jews, are moderate people. We live our lives in moderation. We eat in moderation. We drink in moderation. We sleep in moderation. We vacation in moderation. At least we're supposed to. So that's the job of the Jew. We live Chaim Emtzayim, the middle of the row, the famous golden rule of Aristotle, Mahavdil, the Rambam. However, there must be individuals who are outside of this regular rule. There are people in this world. There are Rav Steinmans, Rav Yoshivs, Rav Vadi Yosefs. These Gedolim, you see, they just didn't live normal lives. They didn't eat like human beings. Barely ate, barely slept, you know, just negated all physical needs, almost, and devoted themselves to Torah. They killed themselves in the tent of Torah. Not like yours truly, sitting here, a cup of tea, comfortable room, heat is on, I'm warm, well-dressed, so my mother likes to think she buys me my clothing. So people like, that's the regular man, I'm the common man. But then they're the tzaddikim who kill themselves for it. They're out of the gvul amtzi. Kavodatan she'achayel shevimin adadu she'ina me'enihem li'amdu achena ala mishmach she'ot rabot yoter me'etze karui la'chayim amutzim. It's like people who are in the army. You think in the army, this guy is a rav aluf, this guy is a rav seren, all these high dargas in the army. These Bali Madregas, you think they're sleeping every night, 8-hour nights? No. They're denying themselves sleep. They're not living the Chaim Memutzaim. I remember the story I heard from the wife of Roi Klein, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, who was a soldier who was Moser Nefesh al Kiddushas Hashem and saved his Chayalim. He jumped on a explosive in order to save the other Chayalim. He screamed Shema Yisrael. He was a Ben Torah. So Yodea Sefer. So his wife tells that, I think it was the last time he saw her, he had to stop. You know, he was busy in the army. He was going here, he was going there. And the last time he came, he saw her and he saw she was putting the kids to bed. And he said to her, Eze Keflach. She laughed. Eze Keflach. What fun it is for you. You get to live this nice, sweet life. Put the kids to bed. You say Shema with them. You kiss them. And he's running around, you know, trying to dodge Arab bullets. And those are the tzaddikim. They don't live the chayim amutzaim that most of us are accustomed to. They live in mesiras nefesh. They put out a sefer zikaron in his memory. Usually when they put out sefer zikaron of chayalim, usually it's tatilu mi rabbanim. Usually the topics are Tanakh and Machshava. But they this sefer, they got like the biggest Rosh Yeshiva to write Mamarim, Mamish, deep lumdis, like the Haredi Sifrei Zikaron. So Roy Klein was the person who bridged the worlds. Not saying anything bad about the Sfarim that they write in memory of the Dati Lumi Chayalim, who are from the Dati Lumi Rabbanim. Those are also wonderful. They're all wonderful. But you see that this Reb Roy really bridged the worlds, and he brought everybody together, and people appreciated his Mesiras Nefesh. So that's an example from the Stei Krav that the Rav brings, from the battlefield. והם מקבלים באהבה את העול הזה, הם בעלי נפש שהם, ושמחים בעבודתם באשר יודעים הם, כי רק בתנדבם הם להעמיד את מצב חייהם במצב יוצא מגבול הסבל המוצא, יצליחו את בני אומתם בחיים הממוצאים. And these חיילים, you know, the only way that we're going to live normal lives is if they live abnormal lives. כן השרידים אשר השם קורא, העוסקים, בתורה, הם אנשי החי אלה משמרת, חומה הם על האומה הישראלית בכללה. אני חומה זו תורה, ושדי כמגדלות אלו תלמידי חכמים. I am a wall. This is so too, the Sridam Asher Hashem Kore, based on a verse in Joel 3:5, Sanhedrin 92a. These are the special people, those remnants that God calls out to. Those who are learning Torah. These are our Chayalim. These are our Rav Seren, Rav Aluf. There's a story that somebody once told me that I often like to joke about. There was once a woman went into a car, an American woman, and she heard them talking about different levels in the army, different types of officers, Rav Seren, and Rav Aluf, and Rav this. She said, oh, Harav Shalihu Rav Lef. So everybody has their Rav. So you have the Rav Serens, and you have the Rav Lefs. The important thing is that Klal Yisrael needs people who are living out of the ordinary lives in order that we can live in the ordinary lives. Ani choma zu Torah. V'shadai kemigdalot elu tamidei chachamim. The wall is Torah, and my breasts are like towers. These are Tamina Chom, and these are the strong people. These people who are protecting us. אם אנשי חייל יובו להיות מתנהגים בחייהם בגבול הממוצע, אז תהיה מדינה עבודה, ולא תשיג גם אורחות חיים ממוצעים, כי חמאס ושוד יתרבה בה, ויד שריה תשיג להטפה ולחלותה מעל פני האדמה. על כן התלמידי החכמים, אנשי המשמר, צריכים להתנדב לעבוד יותר מהמידה הממוצעת. If Rav Avadi Yosef's and the Rav Steinman's, if they say, yeah, we're going to sleep 8-hour nights, we're going to eat three five-course meals every single day, we're going to take vacations in Miami 4 times a year, a little bit of Arizona maybe, go to the south of France, the north of Spain, chill out, and we'll learn a little bit also, go to Daf Yomi Shir. We're finished! For other people, זה משהו אחר, זה כבר... היו לנו הרבה שיעורים בסייעתא דשמיא בנושא הזה, the chi of Talmud Torah for the average man, and we saw Avisus Amen Melchiz Yisod. Other very chashiv chedushim we saw in this sugya. But the point is that there's some people who are cut out to mamish, be killing themselves in the tent of Torah, and they are able to establish life for us. So no, it's not normal. We want to be normal. We want to be middle of the road. The answer is, in order that we should be middle of the road, we need these people who are giving it their all. These are our Anshei Mishmar. These are the people who are like our Chayalim. Alkena Tamidei Chamim Anshei Mishmar. Tzichim Nitnadev. They have to volunteer, and happily they do it, because they know otherwise it wouldn't exist. Kedei Lavi Shalom Leolam. כדי להמשיך יפה את הקיום לאור ישראל וחייו האמיתיים. על כן לא נביט על חלישות הכוח המוכרח כמעט ברובו, להימצא בין תלמידי חכמים המלאי תורה, על קטיטות הגוף החומרי ועל המניעה מהמון תענוגי החיים, וססון עליזים, כי אך בזאת תתקיים התורה בעמל הגופני, הקטיטה נגד החלק המעשי, הצריך סבל ועבודה של עיון וגרסה בעמל גדול, והרחקה מרגשות עונג של הרחבת החיים, על ידי התעמקות הנפלאה בעיונים שכליים מופשטים והגיונים המוסריים. And therefore we're not going to worry about how weak it makes them. These תמיד חומה מלאי תורה, they become שבח. Don't worry about the קסיסס גוף החומרי that they're crushing themselves. And that they're not enjoying life. Oh! I read a story today. A rav in Chicago, Rabbi Rokach, Rokeach. It's very close to Chacham Ovadi Yosef. So he gave a hesped, I think, in Brooklyn. And he was talking about how Maisa Shahaya, that when Ravadi was younger, a woman used to bring him lunch. And he didn't notice. And the next day he didn't notice. But each day, the food was gone. So one day, she noticed that. She put the plate there and she watched. And she saw the cats jumped on it. She put the plate down, the cats jumped on it. And he didn't notice. Just push it. He was too involved in his learning to eat. I think that's a majorega. But that's for them. And they love it. Ktita, malgufani. Because they have to be involved in yum sichliyim uvshatim, these abstract ideas. Torah is filled with abstractions. And logical, ethical teachings. איך ליישר דרכם של בני אדם לתרומי מהכל יצר לב האדם למראי עיניו, למען יוכלו במומס הפנים להראות לבני אדם הדרך הטובה והישרה, שתבוא רק בהמתת הגוף הסוער לתענוגי הגוף, שהם ראויים אמנם להמון, אבל ראוי להיותם רחוקים מלב בעלי עיון, עובדי עבודת הקודש ליישר דרך העם. ונעים הדברים למי שאמרה מרן הרב קוק, who also was not goyres in his text. He didn't have sleep, and he didn't have food, and he didn't have pleasures of this world. We're in shaykh to him. And that's what we need. We need these people, because they're the ones who elevate us. And yeah, the tanugi aguf, that's for us. We're regular people. We go away on Pesach to hotels. Not for the tzaddikim. They're mamish. Nose to the grindstone, if that's the expression. 24/7. They don't let up. You see Gedolim, you see Tzaddikim into their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, even 100s. And they're just keeping a regular Seder Hayom of, you know, 2-3 hours sleep a night, eating crumbs. And they keep going. And that's what Kal Yisrael needs. Those Amelei Torah. No. We should be Zelchataka to be Mischaber to these Amelei Torah, to appreciate these Amelei Torah. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Ahuva, Yedida, Amorim, Abbas.